BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Biden has described the deaths of more than half a million Americans from coronavirus as a truly grim, heartbreaking milestone. Speaking before a minute's silence at the White House, Mr. Biden said more Americans had died from the pandemic than in the First and Second World Wars and the Vietnam War combined. David Willis reports.
As the numbers have risen, the bell at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. has rung with increasing frequency of late in honor of the dead. Today, it rang 500 times to mark a truly grim milestone. No other country on earth has seen such a staggering loss of life from the pandemic, and so disproportionately disfigured by the ravages of the disease is the US that the average life expectancy here has dropped by a year.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced plans to lift all of England's coronavirus lockdown restrictions in a series of five-week stages that he hopes will conclude in mid-June. He told Parliament the measures were cautious, yet a one-way road to freedom.
There is no credible route to a zero-COVID Britain, or indeed a zero-COVID world. And we cannot persist indefinitely with restrictions that debilitate our economy, our physical and mental well-being, and the life chances of our children. And that is why it is so crucial that this roadmap should be cautious, but also irreversible.
Findings of a survey in Nigeria suggest that rates of infection from COVID-19 in the country are much higher than previously reported. The results indicate that one in five of those tested in the states of Lagos, Enugu and Nasarawa have been infected. US authorities say they've arrested the wife of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the imprisoned former leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. Emma Cardonell was detained at Dulles International Airport. Guzman was convicted 2 years ago of smuggling tons of drugs into the US. Here's Will Grant.
Over the years, Emma Coronel's lawyers have consistently portrayed her as a faithful yet unwitting spouse of the world's best-known drug lord. However, for US prosecutors, it seems that such an image no longer holds water. Following her arrest at Dulles International Airport, it's understood that Coronel has been charged with conspiring to distribute cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin and marijuana in the United States. The short version, however, is that she's charged with helping El Chapo to run his empire.
BBC News.